In fairy tales, people curious about their fate could consult a palm reader who would tell their fortune by looking at the lines on their palm. While there's no scientific evidence linking the lines on your palm to your fate or fortune, scientists have learned that your palm and fingerprints do have a story to tell. On this Moment of Science, we'll learn about dermatoglyphics, that is, the medical study of palms and fingerprints. The ridges on your hands, fingers, feet, and toes formed while you were still in the womb, 5 or 6 months before you were born. They're the result of stress patterns that formed as your hands and feet developed. Because the growth pattern of every fetus is slightly different, your finger and palm prints are absolutely unique. Even identical twins have slightly different patterns. Differences in fingerprints have always been useful to police detectives, but what can a doctor tell from looking at your prints? Actually, quite a bit. Many genetic diseases affect the way that the fetus develops. This results in characteristic irregularities in the palm prints. Scientists have statistically linked dozens of genetic diseases to unusual palm prints. Sometimes even viral diseases can leave telltale traces on an infant's palms. For example, women who caught German measles early in pregnancy during the 1960s sometimes passed birth defects along to their children. A study in 1966 found that such children had characteristic palms and fingerprints as well. Studies have linked irregular palm prints to such diseases as schizophrenia, fetal alcohol syndrome, and even allergies. While they can't tell you how long you'll live or how many children you'll have, the lines on your palm can tell you something. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom with help from Anton Neff in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Yael Cassander.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on A Moment of Science. You can connect with us at our newly redesigned website, amomentofscience.org.